Hello, welcome back to my podcast. This is Teriyaki talking on Teriyaki Chicken Nugget podcast again. This is so nice to be back to podcasting more frequently than I was in the last couple of months. So I'm definitely excited to release more episodes during summer and while I don't have much school, and I'm hoping to record a lot of episodes and kind of stock them up and release them one by one when I don't really have time to create. But so I'm finally back in Canada. I spent maybe six and a half weeks ish in Japan to get my wisdom tooth removed, and then now I'm back and my mouth is doing great, fantastic. And then I had so much fun while I was in Japan. I was going out every day, and I feel like there were only 5-ish times where I actually had dinner at home. So I didn't really get to eat my mom's homemade cooking. But overall, lots of dining out and lots of ramen and sushi and lots of drinks too. But I think since I'm back in Canada, I think I'll take it easy on alcohol because I feel like it's finally the time for me to rest and chill out, because I was having fun constantly every day, and it's gonna feel so different now that I'm back in Canada, because things tend to be a little bit more slower here, but I'm willing to adjust and try to have fun while I'm here, because I don't know when, I don't know how long I'm gonna be here, so I gotta try to I'll try to have as much fun as possible while I'm here. And I think this summer, this will be really nice for me to get out there and do fun stuff and actually enjoy the summer, because the last time I was in Canada, I was in Nova Scotia, and then everything I did, it was over the summer camp that was for 8 weeks. So finally, I can, choose to do things I want to do. Anyways, while I was in Japan, I actually went to Tokyo for my Seijin Shiki photo shoot. So that's a coming of age day in Japan. So I'm turning 20 this year. And turning 20, it's such a big deal in Japan. You're finally an adult. But recently, I think it's kind of weird because Japan did lower the age of majority, which is now 18. But you still can't drink alcohol or smoke cigarettes when you're 18, and I don't think you can gamble either. So it's kind of weird. I don't know why they lowered it, but you are a major when you're 18 now in Japan. But still, being 20, it's such a big deal, because that's when you actually feel like an adult. You have, you can drink, you can smoke legally. So I went for a photo shoot because girls, especially girls, they get their photos taken for coming of age. So they usually do it before the ceremony. I don't know how many months prior, but I did it in May. And so the reason why I went to Tokyo, it was mostly for the photo shoot, but it's gonna sound I went all the way to Tokyo just for the photo shoot. I mean, that's part of it, but I also wanted to look around Tokyo, and it's been a while since I was there the last time. So, there was a photographer that I really like, and she mainly takes photos of kimono, and I wanted her to take photos of me for my Seijin Shiki because I really like her style, and it was actually really nice. Because I feel when you go to a studio in Japan and you try to get your photos for your Seijin Shiki, and you pay a lot of money because you're renting the kimono if you don't have yours, and getting your hair done, getting your makeup done, and you're taking a couple of photos and you get 10 takes, it's gonna cost you 20万円, which is 20万円 is $1,000, and if you go to a really nice studio, it's gonna cost you a double, so $2,000. And if you want the data of your photos, that's gonna be even more expensive, because data for photos is usually very expensive. And if on the printed ones, maybe they're not as expensive, but it's still gonna be expensive. And then I found this photographer in Tokyo. She would show up on my Instagram feed and like Twitter feed every once in a while. And like, I've known her for a while, not sure how long I know her, but she would like come up on my feed, and I was like, I really like her photos. Like, she takes amazing photos, very nice styling, and all the photos that she takes, it's consistent, but like different kind of atmosphere and vibe, which I really liked. And I was like thinking in my mind, like, oh, maybe like it'd be cool, you know, for me to go to Tokyo and get my photos taken with her. It was more just like an idea, but I brought it up to my mom. I was like, oh, like I want her to take my photos. And it, you know, my mom was like, okay, like sounds good. So we went over to Tokyo, got my photos done there. I haven't received my photos yet, but I'm really excited to see how they turn out, because yeah, I've never really had my photos taken professionally. And like, I do photography, but I'm usually taking photos of other people, and when other people take photos of me, I'm just like, it's just not as good as like how I want them to turn out, because I know like what kind of look like I want to go for, but it's so hard to like tell them and like describe the composition I want and like what kind of, you know, look I should be going for. So it was nice to like not have to tell them, or you know, tell the photographer to like, oh, like take this from this angle, or get that thing in the photo with me, or something like that. So it was so nice. And I usually don't model, but cool experience for sure. And so while I was in Tokyo, there were a couple of things that I noticed, me coming from Osaka. And I feel like Osaka people are like very, very different from Tokyo people. And Tokyo people, like maybe they don't care as much about like Osaka, but Osaka people like have this kind of like rivalry with Tokyo. So like, when a food place comes from Tokyo to Osaka, like they might remove some like the place name just so that it won't upset Osaka people. But the biggest thing I noticed is like the speed. And what I mean by that is like how fast they walk. I think it's widely known that Osaka people are always kind of like in a rush, even though like they aren't like running late or anything, but they just like want to finish everything quick. My grandpa, like he would always like try to leave the place early. Like if he go out to eat or something, like he's done early, and he's like, he wants to leave immediately. And like at one point I was kind of like that, but like, I'm like, you know, I'm also from Osaka, so this makes sense. Like, I'm not like, oh, I have to go right just when I finish eating. But a few years ago, I would have been like, oh, like, we're done, like, let's just go home kind of thing. And then, yeah. So Tokyo people, I thought they were really slow walking. And one of my pet peeves, biggest pet peeve maybe, is that having people walk really slowly in front of me. And like, this happens all the time, like in school, like in high school, there were a couple of girls like walking ahead of me, and they're like chit-chatting, and I'm like, I have to get through this fucking hallway, but you're walking way too slow. And I'm just like, I have to go. Like, it's not like I'm late, like I have to go somewhere, but it's just like, I can't stand it when people like walk really slow. And I'm just like, dude, like I got a place to go. Like, it's not like I'm going to be late, but like I have a place to go. So like, you need to like make space for me. Anyways, so it was very surprising. Like, I didn't even realize like Osaka people walked that fast, but like the majority of the people in Tokyo, they walked really slow. And I was like, what's going on here? Like, is it just me walking too fast, or like just them walking too slow? And apparently, like, I think it is them walking slow. But from what I heard, I didn't know this, because I wasn't like walking around the Tokyo area in the morning time, but in a rush time, like the morning rush, they walk really fast. And I think that's because like they have to go to work, which I thought was so funny, because like, at night or like at lunchtime, like they walk really, really slow and I'm irritated. But in the morning, they walk really fast because they have to get to their workplace. I'm like, Salaryman Tokyo, classic. So, you know, if I were to live in Tokyo, like, I don't think I can do it because, like, the amount of stress I would get from, like, people walking too slow. And, like, Tokyo has already too many people. So if everyone's kind of, like, if everyone's walking slow, I'm just, like, I'm gonna, like, no. I can't. 無理です. So, yeah. I don't know if it's a thing in Tokyo, but, like, there's this word, like, in Osaka or maybe like in Kansai area, there's this like term like mikiri hassha. So this is when you're driving and like you're waiting at the traffic light because it's red, but as you see the other traffic light that's like intersecting with your line, and as you see the light turns red and you're waiting for your light to turn green, you just kind of start moving your car because like you know your traffic light will turn green soon. So that's mikiri hassha, if that makes sense. You see a lot of that in Osaka, and like my dad, I feel like he's the biggest person like who does that. He does it all the time, and like I know it's not, you shouldn't do this because it's kind of dangerous. Like maybe, you know, when the light is turning yellow and it could turn red soon, but like what if someone like comes in when it's like still yellow? But I've definitely seen like a lot of people do this in Osaka, and I was actually bringing this up to a friend from Tokyo, and I was like, do you know this? And they were like, oh, like I didn't know. So like I don't, maybe it's not a thing in Tokyo, I don't know, but yeah, it definitely happens a lot in Osaka. And people in Tokyo, I think they're very, like, obedient to following rules. And, like, Osaka people, they're just, like, they don't give a shit. So, you know, when it comes to, like, crosswalks, if it's, like, if the traffic light is red, like, we would just, like, walk anyways. Like, if the car isn't coming, like, you're not gonna die. But Tokyo people, like, they're, like, waiting for the traffic lights to turn green, even though, like, there's no cars coming. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, dude, like, you're wasting so much time just by waiting for that traffic light to turn, like, when nothing is coming, like, nothing is gonna hit you. So I was just like, okay, like, I'm just gonna walk. And then my mom was like, what are you doing? Like, you're so embarrassing. Because, like, that's how you know, like, when someone's not from Tokyo. So I was, like, talking about this with my dad, and, like, Tokyo people don't usually do this, I guess, but if someone's doing it, like, they're not from Tokyo. It's so weird, like, you have to wait for the traffic lights to turn, like, even though the car isn't coming. Like, if you go to Umeda area or like Namba area in Osaka, if someone starts crossing the crosswalk when it's red, other people will do it. It's like who's gonna do it first, and then once someone does it, like, they're gonna follow, unless there is a car coming. I mean, even if there's a car coming, like, and you get hit, it's dangerous, but still, like, it's gonna be the car's fault, because the humans are weaker than cars, obviously, so that's just kind of how it works in Japan. There's also a thing for, like, escalators. So Osaka people on escalator, they walk on escalators, and I guess people aren't supposed to walk on escalators, but when you go to Tokyo, they're, like, making a line to get on the escalator and go up or go down, whatever. But because there are so many people in Tokyo, you have to wait so much just to get on the escalator. And in Japan, when people get on the escalator, you have to have, like, two lines on escalator. So one for people who's not walking on escalator, and the other line for people who's gonna walk on escalator, even though you aren't supposed to. And in Osaka, there's a lot of people who walk on escalator because, like, they have a place to go. But in Osaka, like, you line up on the right side and you have the left side open for people who want to, like, go up and walk on escalator. But in Tokyo, it's the opposite. So people would, like, line up on the left side of the escalator and have the other side open. But, like, no one's walking on escalator in Tokyo. And I was like, why? Like, do people not want to walk on an escalator. So I guess that's also not a thing. And I, like, again, I asked about it to my dad, and he was like, yeah, like, no one really walks on an escalator in Tokyo, but if someone's walking on an escalator, they're not from Tokyo. Like, maybe they're from the Kansai area, you know. And then what I thought was, like, super weird. So when you get on the escalator and there's a line going on, you have to, like, go to the very end of the line in order to get on the escalator. In Osaka, even if there's a line, people would just, like, come in between if there's, like, space that they can go in. And, like, it's totally fine. Totally fine. But Tokyo people, I guess they don't do that. Very, like, obedient to the rules. Like, that's what I found very interesting. And my dad, like, was like, oh, like, it's probably because Tokyo, like, it has been a place for lawmaking, and that's what they do in Tokyo. So, like, a lot of, they make rules, basically. So, like, people are, I guess, more likely to follow rules. But Osaka, on the other hand, like, it's been a place of, like, business for a very long time. So they're kind of, like, rebellious. They're like, fuck rules. Like, we got to do it in our own way. So I think that's where this, like, mentality of, like, we're not following the rules in Osaka. And in Kyoto, on the other hand, it's a side note, by the way. Kyoto. Osaka also has some rivalry with Kyoto. We don't get along, and it's because Kyoto people tend to be very, like, two-faced. So they may be saying nice things to you, but what they mean is, like, completely different, for example. So if someone was like, like, your daughter, like, she's been improving so much at piano, it's very impressive, what they mean is like your piano is so loud, can you please shut up, kind of thing. And if they're like, oh my god, like, you have such a nice outfit, so cool, what they mean is like, your outfit looks hideous, like, you should stop. And it's hard to, like, put this message out in English, but I think, you know, if you're either from, like, Japan or, like, Kansai area, you probably know what I'm talking about. But yeah, Kyoto, like, it's been kuge no sekai, right? So they're like, how do I say this? In the past, there were a lot of people who were, like, asked to do certain things, maybe, like, kind of like outsourcing. So they would, like, collect, like, some houses, and I would say, like, a leader of a group kind of thing. Like, maybe, like, there's, like, groups of people, and there's the people that's on top of the group. So that's kind of like, that's where a lot of people doing that were in Kyoto. So Kyoto was where those people were in. So they would say one thing to one person, really nice things. They're like, oh, like, we're relying on you. Like, we can maybe, like, do business. But they will say that thing to, like, other people just because, like, they want to get the best thing. Like, so that's just kind of, like, how Kyoto is. And it's very interesting to know, like, how it kind of continues from the past. And Tokyo has many people. It's, I thought Osaka had a lot of people, but, like, when I went to Tokyo, it's just, like, this is a whole different level. Maybe, like, I don't know how many more times Tokyo has compared to Osaka, but it's just, like, not the same. Like, I thought when I go to, like, Namba or Shinsaibashi in Osaka, I'm just like, oh my god, like, there's so many people today. But, like, I go to Tokyo, and, like, at Tokyo Station, like, Shinjuku Station, I'm just like, holy shit, this is, like, not even comparable. And Tokyo has, like, many train lines, which is why, like, it works great. You can get to any places in Tokyo. You don't have to have a car. I think most families in Tokyo don't own a car, actually. Like, so if they want to go to, like, places, like, maybe they just take trains or buses or sometimes taxi, and it just works fine. But, like, it has way too many lines. And, like, me coming from Osaka, maybe it's not it's probably because I'm not really familiar with, like, Tokyo train lines, but I'm just like, there's so many stations with different train lines, so every station you go, like, you can, like, change to different lines, and it takes you to different places. But, like, whereas in Osaka, like, maybe big stations might have, like, different lines, but, like, if you go to, like, most stations, like, it's just one line that's, like, going through. So very confusing. And because there's so many lines, train lines, like, and when it comes to, like, subways, like, you have to go down so deep to, like, the undergrounds. So I'm, like, going down the stairs and going up the stairs so much. And like, if there's no elevators, I mean escalators, like I'm gonna fucking die because it's just like too many stairs. They have to like go up and down if you don't use the escalators. And I guess like it's kind of hard to have things on top of the ground in Tokyo just because like there aren't many like land area. So that's why like people probably like dig down the underground and like put it there. So that's why like if you have too many lines, like you have to go deeper. And in Tokyo, I feel like there are so many like city areas that you can go to, like Shibuya, Harajuku, Shinjuku, Ginza, maybe Tokyo Station, and what else? Like there are quite a lot, like Hibiya toka, Asakusa maybe. But Osaka, like the major cities that I can think of is like Umeda, Namba, and Tennoji. It's just those three. Like if I'm like going somewhere to hang out with people, I would go to like either of those three cities. But like Tokyo, like there's just so many like places that you can go to like hang out. So that's like very different kind of like size of the city. And I found like Shinjuku and Namba were kind of similar, but like the size of the station of Shinjuku was like insane. Because I was like trying to meet up with my friends at Shinjuku Station. I was like, okay, like let's meet up at Shinjuku Station at this time. And they were like where? Like what do you mean where? And they were like what part of Shinjuku Station? Like that's just how big it is. And, like even if you go to like Namba area in Osaka, like I'm just like, okay, let's meet up in Namba. And it's usually like we would meet up at like maybe like Guriko no sign, like the Glico sign, or like somewhere there, Dotonbori area. But Shinjuku Station is just like so big, and there are like different Shinjuku stations. Like I just thought it was just one, but like it's like so many train lines and, like scooched at one spot. So yeah, I think in the perspective of like the night life of like Namba and Shinjuku are kind of similar, but like the amount of puke I saw on the ground in Shinjuku was like actually insane. I mean, maybe it's because it was Friday night. A lot of people were like drinking after work and like carrying it around in the city, but like I don't think I've ever seen that much in Osaka. And like I go to like Amemura area quite a lot, maybe not a lot, but I do go sometimes on the weekend. But, like, I don't think I've ever, like, seen that much stuff on the ground. Like, it's just crazy. I don't know. Maybe it's because, like, there are way more people in Tokyo. And, like, when there's more people, like, you have higher odds of things happening. But you have to be so careful not to, like, step on a puke. Because, like, if you're, like, well, I'm not looking at, like, there might be something there. And then I found a lot of people, like, drinking outside. Like, carrying, like, strong zero cans. Classic Japan. There are people doing that in Osaka too, but like it's just not as much. Like the percentage of people doing that was definitely higher in Tokyo, and they're like after work like in a business suit but like drinking maybe like lemon sawa toka, strong zero. They're gonna end up probably throwing up on the ground. And another thing is like I found people in Tokyo were like very sophisticated and like fashionable appearance wise. Like Osaka people, they just don't really care, I guess. Like girls, they're wearing heels, they look really nice, nice hair, nice outfit. But like Osaka girls, they're just kind of like their inside is kind of like osan, so it's just so different. And like I think you would see like a lot of reels, TikToks about like differences between the girls in Tokyo and girls in Osaka. It's just like very different. And you know, I like Osaka girls because it's just more like funnier and more energy. But yeah, and like even like oji-san, like I saw this like oji-san with like nice glasses, like fashion glasses, and like nice hat, and I was like, I would never see this in Osaka. Like if there's an oji-san in Osaka, like it's either they're wearing like this like polo shirt and some like dirty nasty jeans or sweatpants, and there's like Hanshin Tigers. And here's another thing that I was like Oh, it was. I knew this, but this is like, again, this is kind of like from the trip to Tokyo this time. Like, I kind of like re-understood this, but the amount of energy people have towards food or how critical people are towards food is very different in Tokyo and Japan. And like, obviously, Osaka people are like way more critical for food, because Osaka has been known for like the city of food for a very long time. And last time, maybe like the second last time I was in Tokyo, we found this like burger place that was like very good. Apparently, like I found it on Taberogu. Taberogu is kind of like Yelp in Japan. So I found it on the app and we went over there and like the burger was like so okay, like regular burger, and I didn't know like why it was like rated super high. So that's when I was like, oh, maybe like Tokyo people, like they don't really know what's good to eat. So this time we found this like yakitori place. So it was like rated at 3 point, maybe like 7-ish. So 3.7 on Taberogu, the app, is like very high. So it's rated out of 5 stars, and like you would never see anything above 4. Like that's crazy to me. And in Osaka, and when you open the app, if you see something above 3.4, that's good, right? And then anything above 3.5, like you wouldn't see a lot, but like anything above 3.5, like that's very, very good. But in Tokyo, like you would see a lot of like 3.6, 3.7. And it was very surprising for me because like you would never see, or like maybe sometimes, but like you wouldn't see that many 3.7s on Taberogu app. So like I would go over there, like 3.7 rated restaurant in Tokyo, and it's just like not as good. Like it's good, but like it's not 3.7 level. So I was like, oh my God, like Tokyo people, you gotta be more critical for food. And food obviously in Tokyo, like it's a little bit more expensive than Osaka, but like me having lived in Canada, anything, any food in Japan, like even in Tokyo, it's not that expensive. So yeah, but now like I have more appreciation for food in Osaka and the price for it. It's just so nice. Like you get, because I think, you know, if you pay a lot of money and you get nice food, like that's how it should be, right? Like you're paying a lot of money, so you should get nice food. But if you want to be successful, like doing a restaurant in Osaka, like you gotta make it cheap and still good, because otherwise people won't come. Yeah, so that's like what's reflected on the Taberogu app. And I feel like the biggest difference in Tokyo and Osaka, maybe like probably how people are. So in Tokyo, like I think the mentality of like I'm not going to talk to people that I don't know, or like I'm not gonna relate, or like I'm not gonna associate with people that I don't know is huge. But whereas in Osaka, like maybe not so much for younger people, but people talk a lot and they're nice, and you have to be funny in Osaka. And if you're not funny, like you won't be popular, kind of thing. So if you're good at talking and you're funny, like that's how you get popular in Osaka. I don't know about Tokyo, but I think funny people are popular anywhere in the world, but like especially Osaka, it's very important. Yeah, I think when it comes to Japan, like from like if you're not from Japan and like you think about Tokyo and like it's really cool, and I agree, it does look really nice on photos. But like when it comes to food and like how funny people are, like I definitely like Osaka better. And you know, I'm from Osaka, so I guess it makes sense. And like I never really liked Tokyo, and I still like don't really like it, but I do like how nice photos look, because it has like very like different cityscapes depending on where you go, and it has like nice cool landmarks. So definitely nice for like landscape, and like you can also get cool portraits too. So yeah, I like it from that perspective, like my photographer perspective. Yeah, and Osaka, like it's not just Osaka that you're getting if you go to Osaka. There's Nara, there's Kyoto, and there's Kobe, right? But like around Tokyo, maybe there's like either Tokyo or Yokohama. So if you're like trying to do some sightseeing, maybe like Osaka is better. And club setting, I think it's definitely better in Osaka. Like it's just so much cheaper in Osaka. Like I've never been clubbing in Tokyo, but from what I heard, it's a lot cheaper in Osaka, and like it's a lot more fun, I think. And like if you're not from Japan, sometimes like at certain clubs you get discounts. So yeah, it's cool. Yeah, so before I went back to Japan, I was just like abstractly thinking like, oh, like I just like Japan, like it's so cool. But like after I went back, it's not Japan that I like, but it's Osaka that I like. Like it's just like so good. Osaka, come to Osaka. You're not missing out on anything, like, just so good. But, you know, I get why people want to go to Tokyo, because it's just, like, cool. But, yeah, makes sense. So this is it for this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. It was a lot of, like, local kind of perspective, like, when it comes to stations and stuff. But if you ever get a chance, come to Osaka. Like, you won't regret it. And I did post a few reels. I mean, I did post one reel when I was in Tokyo, so maybe check it out. That's on my TikTok and all my socials, including Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, or at Teriyaki English. So please check it out, and I'll see you guys at one point soon.